Welcome back to the Celebrity Apprentice Recap. This is the Power Rankings edition. I'm Dan, and of course, I'm here with the Power Rankings guru, Joey. Joey, are you ready to unveil this week's Power Rankings?
Oh, boy, I can't wait. I've been on pins and needles the whole time, and it's been fun moving people around and seeing how things have transpired. So I'm excited. I want to do this.
All right, so really this week, there's a lot more people in the fired section, so we're going to have a lot of movement there, I take it, correct?
We're going to have a fair amount of movement there. In fact, that's probably going to be some of the more interesting movement that we can discuss and debate than the people that are actually still alive.
Yeah, I would say so. Honestly, I think the top three is probably going to be the same top three that everybody who's been watching the show would put them. I think it's a very definite 1, 2, and 3. All right, so let's get into it. Power Rankings Guru, where is it that you want to begin?
Well, I think that we might as well just start with the three people that are still alive. What do you think?
Okay, we can start with who's still left. Go right ahead. What do you got?
Okay, so at number three, We have Vivica A. Fox. Vivica last week was ranked number five, and she's sort of been up and down through the season as it started. She started out actually as a really strong player, in my opinion, but she's been kind of it's been easy to drag her down into the mud, and I think that her inability to control her emotions, to fight off those impulses, has actually really damaged her brand. And I find it difficult to see her winning the game. It's true that she did survive, a pretty ugly, slugfest with Kenya.
Yes.
But, she came out with black eyes and, broken teeth in that one, as far as I'm concerned. So I think she's a dark horse to win it and by quite a lot. But she's here at number three.
All right. She's very emotional. We all know that she's having all kinds of, womanly problems.
This menopause is killing me.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't want to say it. I don't want to just throw it out there on national television or on a national podcast like this one. That would be a little embarrassing, but
this menopause is killing me.
Yeah. Poor Vivica. It's a little rough. All right. And number two.
Number two is everybody's favorite, Geraldo Rivera.
Of course.
Geraldo strikes again.
He sure did. Yeah, it was another strong week for Geraldo. He's the one that pulled Lisa over to his team, that helped his team win the task. And he's been absolutely a powerful player from the beginning till this point, although I do think that he's been bruised a tiny bit. His game has changed. He's sort of taken a step back more and more. But he's been very consistent now in each of these tasks. He's going to suggest ideas.
Yes.
Some of them are going to stink. Some of them are going to be a little bit outdated, perhaps. But he's here, and he has made contributions, and he doesn't make everybody hate him anymore.
Yeah, this is true. It's funny because he has lost a number of times over the last several weeks, and he mainly won because he was smart enough to get Lisa over to his side, and Lisa was, of course, the project manager that won that task, really. But for Geraldo, for his benefit, he does always come with ideas, and this week he was able to shut it down when his ideas weren't being received. When nobody else was all that interested in what he had to say, he didn't turn into a total a-hole like we've seen in the past.
It's been a while, really, since he's been a total a-hole, though, really.
It's true. You are so right. Twitter still hates him like poison, by the way. Just so we're clear. People are like, anytime I see that he's got the little confessional, it's like, oh, shut up, Geraldo. It's just a flood of shut up, Geraldo, start floating right through. All right, and let's get to it. Joey, who is your number one?
For the fourth consecutive week, it's Lisa Gibbons.
No shock at all. Yeah, no shock at all.
I got to tell you, she dominated the game once again. And, she's really been from point A to, let's say that we're at point X right now. She's been flawless, and she's been so good. In fact, her game has just gotten stronger and stronger, and it started out strong. And I got to tell you, Danny, I think we're talking about arguably the most dominant player in the history of this show.
Wow. Do you really think so? The most dominant in the history of the show? I don't have anybody else who I could even think of offhand.
Well, I mean, you could certainly remember some of the past winners.
Well,
right?
Yeah. But I'm thinking of somebody who dominated throughout. John Rich seemed to do really well, right? He was a very dominant player when he was on, correct?
He was very good. There's no question about that. But I think John had a lot more help, during his show. He had strong partners with him. And I do think he got a little bit banged up during the run of that show. He's probably the closest thing, though, to being a completely dominant player like Lisa. I just think that in John's case, he had a lot of help. And also there were some other strong players in his particular season. Didn't Trace play that season?
I don't remember if Trace played. I know that was Lil Jon played, and that was like him and Lil Jon were like pals pretty much the entire run that year. But I'll tell you what, Lisa Gibbons hasn't had a bad week. Hasn't, even if she's been on the losing side, there's still positive things to say about her. So you may be onto something there that she's the most dominant person. All right, now let's get on with the dearly departed. Let's get on with who's been fired.
Okay, so basically, we go all the way back to the bottom of our list here, and it's not very different. In fact, it's not different at all at the very bottom. To remind the diehards of the rankings, Jamie Anderson is at number 16. Sure. Sean Johnson is 15. No Gilbert surprise. Gottfried is 14. At 13, we have Keisha Knight Pulliam. At 12, we have Terrell Owens. 11 is Sig Hansen, and then here's where the new people come into play.
All right.
At number 10, falling from number 6, and it's possible she could fall further still, even though she's out of the game, is Kenya Moore.
Ah, good old Kenya Moore, and her genius ideas are out, huh?
Baby wants buns.
Yeah. honestly, I think right there, that maybe that idea that she had should have put her all the way out of the top 10, because that was terrible. I got to tell you, I was watching the boardroom from both hours that aired on Monday, and they are so funny. They are so funny. I was just cracking up watching those boardrooms a second time. I don't know if you've looked at it again, but man, with that whole nonsense with Kenya and with Vivica.
I could care less. Bounce.
And then with Ian having his problems with the La Cucaracha song and Trump being annoyed with him. God, those things are so freaking funny. But no one's going to argue Kenya Moore dropping all the way down.
Yeah, I heard a story about her recently in an interview with Brandy, where she talked about that Kenya was apparently so hated, so widely hated on the show. On Celebrity Apprentice, that I guess there was something that happened on Kenya's other show, her Reality Housewives show, where she got beat up by somebody, by another person on the show. Like, she actually got like thrown around or something.
Yes, she did. It was one of those reunion episodes, and somebody grabbed her by the hair and threw her to the floor.
Yep, that's what they were talking about. That's what happened. So apparently Kenya opened her mouth one time too often for this other person. I forget her name at the moment. yep, and she got put on her big fake butt. And she was, hauled down there probably by her fake hair. and anyway, apparently, though, this is what's interesting, is that everybody that was on Celebrity Apprentice, when they heard about that, somebody got the video, found it on YouTube or something like that, and they played it on a loop, and all of the contestants for Celebrity Apprentice were enjoying watching it over and over and over.
Oh, no way. Yeah. That is a phenomenal story. I had not heard this.
Yes. That comes via Brandy. And also, she was actually talking to the person that did it. I wish I could remember her name. I'm just not really strong on those types of reality shows. But she was actually talking to the person that actually beat her up, that beat Kenya up. So, that was an interesting thing. And it just, you know, it's not incredibly surprising.
Right.
But, you know, it's interesting. I bet you some of those things would have come out more often about how the cast really felt about Kenya if they didn't double it up, you know, this season. True. Which is kind of unfortunate, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right about that. All right, yeah. Let's move on. Who's your number nine?
Number nine is Johnny Damon.
Okay, I don't think anybody would argue that. Now, he won two times, though, right? That's a pretty good record. I would say that Johnny Damon did much better than I would have guessed that he would have done after first seeing him. After first seeing him on there and hearing him talk and seeing how he was playing the game, you know, you kind of figure, he's not going to last long. But he did pretty good for himself, I'd say.
He did. His game actually improved as the game went along. You know, he came out of his shell a tiny bit. You know, and, you know, he actually did admit in this last episode, you know, about his aversion to, you know, speaking in public. And, you know, he sort of became more human, right? He humanized himself a little bit.
Yeah.
He became more likable instead of, you know, you getting frustrated with the fact that he wasn't stepping up more.
Yes. So,
you know, his game got better as things went on, not good enough to stay. And I think if you're Trump at this point, the only people that you're going to consider are people that have dynamic personalities, right? You're not going to consider – you don't want the Celebrity Apprentice winner to be, you know, sort of a monotone, mumbly, fumbly guy like Johnny Damon, as nice a guy as he might be, right?
That is absolutely correct. That is exactly why he got fired. There's no doubt about it. Yes, Trump looked at who was left and said, this guy's just not – I'm not going to give it to this guy. And right. we've run out of tasks. It's time for you to go home. All right, who's your number eight?
Now, my number eight is a person that I actually think could have been there, you know, that Trump could have seen her winning the game. And that was Brandi Glanville.
You know, actually, I would have thought that you might put her a little bit higher than number eight. You know, she did very well for herself. And again, it's a person that I had discounted because she is one of those housewives. And I didn't know anything about her. Didn't know anything about Salinas native Brandi Glanville before this season of Celebrity Apprentice. But I got to say, as the game went on, and especially after these last couple of weeks when she's not been having to put up with Kenya Moore, I started to like her a lot more.
Yeah. I think that became clear that, you know, that there was a real person in there that didn't have to get caught up in all the drama. You know, it's unfortunate that for Brandy's case anyway, it's unfortunate that the split happened between her and Kenya so late in the game. If that split had happened earlier, you know, then her performance, you know, really would have probably risen like it did after that split.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think she's done yet as far as these rankings go. I believe that we saw that she's going to actually be one of the players that comes back.
Yes, she is coming back. That's correct. Yes.
Right. So let's see what happens with that. Let's see if Kenya comes back as well. And, you know, I think Trump basically assigns these people to a person, right?
Yeah, he does. It's like, okay, you can have these people and then everybody, you can have these people. Do you really think that he would bring – I didn't see Kenya back in those ads. Do you think that he would bring her back after PhoneGate happened? He was so upset, you know?
Well, we've really reached a new low.
About Kenya stealing someone's phone and tweeting out terrible things.
This menopause is killing me.
You know? I don't know that I would if I'm Trump, I'm bringing her back. I don't think so. Maybe if you do, I should say this. If you do bring her back, it's just for the nonsense. It's just for the train wreck, right?
Well, of course, it's the only value that Kenya brings at this point, yeah. Right? I mean, like, because I think that she does actually have some good ideas and that she is talented, but that, you know, it's completely overwhelmed by her horrible personality.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, you know, you're right. You make a good point about, you know, her willingness to play super incredibly dirty. Maybe she won't come back because of that. But isn't this something else that they've done in the past, though, is that haven't they also let the two people left – the final two pick the players from a pool?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I have seen that as well. That's correct. I think that is how it is, where it's like, yeah, they do that. Yes, you're right.
Well, if Kenya were to come back, I don't think in any way, shape, or form that she would be on Brandy's team.
She's going last is what happens.
Well, that's true, too. I wonder if anybody would take her.
She's going to be stuck on somebody's team. All right, and let's move it along here. Who's your number seven?
Number seven is your teen idol, Ian Ziering.
Oh, for goodness sake. Freaking Ian Ziering. I tell you what. Here is a guy that I thought could have been in the top three at the beginning of this show. I thought he was going to go far, and every week he just got worse and worse and more obnoxious and more...
Mangorita, Raspberita.
As he went along. That's what happened.
Really petered out as the game went on. And the only thing that was left, his ideas got worse and worse. And as those ideas, petered out, all that was really left was his arrogance and ego, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. Now, he was a guy that if you put him in charge, he seems like, he was going to get stuff done. I would say that. He's a guy who could definitely get things done, you know, things that you need to be accomplished. All right, you can't get me the golf pro, I'll get somebody to do the golf thing. I'll get a helicopter. You know, he seems like he's got some pull to get things done. But, man, what... In the end, it's just, man, what an arrogant jerk.
Yeah, and that's all that you're left with. And I think, again, I do think – I agree with you that I think that, you know, he is a good take charge kind of guy. But he doesn't always have good ideas, you know. So what he's good at being is being in charge and being an ass.
he's talented at being an ass. That's his
talent, yes.
Wow.
Might sound crazy, but it's true.
Yeah, that's right. And number six.
Well, I'll just tell you right now. So we're talking about, you know, we have the top three, and basically we're talking about the next three, and these are the people that have all been previously fired.
Yes.
They've been out of the game for a little bit. So I'll just go through them very quickly. Number six, previously at number 10, is Kate Gosselin. At number five, previously at number nine, is Lorenzo Lamas. And at number four, pretty much where I thought he was going to keep going to, is Kevin Jonas, previously at number eight.
You know, I'm surprised that you didn't move any of the other people that got fired this week ahead of any of those people. I would have moved, for example, I would have Brandy higher. I would have her probably at number six ahead of Kate Gosselin. Kenya stays where she stays. And Ian, I guess you have him right in the proper spot for me. But yeah, I think Brandy would be the one that I would move if I was doing the power ranks. But of course, I am not a power rankings guru.
Well, that is your problem. So it's interesting that you want to share an uneducated opinion, and it's your show, so you're allowed to do that.
Might sound crazy, but it's true.
All right, I think we're done here. But before we get out of here, Joey, I think we already know this, but I want your prediction for the coming week. Who's going home?
Bye-bye, Vivica.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm with you. Hey, Vivica.
I could care less. Bounce.
That's right, and you will after Monday. That's correct. All right, we will see you again next week after our next – well, not our. After the next airing of Celebrity Apprentice. With that, say goodnight to everybody, Joey.
Audience, you're fired.